At the time of breaking ties with Taiwan, El Salvador had an active free trade agreement with Taiwan that went into effect in 2008. The agreement remained active in the following years thanks to a writ of protection granted by the Salvadoran courts to the nation's sugar association in 2019, which allowed local sugar producers to continue exporting their products to Taiwan without paying tariffs. El Salvador's Supreme Court of Justice ultimately ruled to suspend the agreement in November 2022. Taiwan ended the trade deal in May 2023. After assuming the presidency in 2019, Bukele had El Salvador join China's predatory Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, debt trap program. Bukele and his administration have received millions of dollars from China in infrastructure development programs, which Bukele has claimed are donations, not loans. In February, Bukele inaugurated an ultra-modern national library in San Salvador, allegedly gifted by the Chinese Communist government. Other Chinese infrastructure project donations include a national soccer stadium that began construction in December, a port in the municipality of La Libertad, and a water treatment plant in Lake Ilopango. Bukele's pro-China approach starkly contrasts his public stance regarding the communist regime before taking office. In March 2019, Bukele, at a time when he was the president-elect of El Salvador, asserted that China does not play by the rules, they do not respect the rules, during an event held in Washington. Bukele further accused China of developing projects that are not feasible, leaving countries with huge debt that cannot be paid back and use that as financial leverage. They are not a democracy, but they intervene in your democracy, Bukele added. Bukele's comments sparked the outrage of the Chinese Communist government. Beijing's embassy in El Salvador claimed China never looks to intervene in the internal affairs of other nations, but always opens and develops diplomatic relations with all countries, just as is the case with El Salvador. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.